morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And today it is almost, I don't know what day it is. It's Tuesday. Oh, why does my voice sound extra deep? I think I'm still adjusting to the time frame. It takes me a minute sometimes to get adjusted to West Coast time versus Texas time. So today I wanted to talk about life-changing moments. And when people say those things, like when I went to Africa, when we got back, some people said, oh, it was life-changing. Health and fitness, it should be life-changing. But if your life doesn't actually change, is it truly life-changing? So that's what I want to talk about this morning. So stay tuned, we'll hear word from our sponsor. And then we'll jump right into it. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, and I know what day it is. It's Tuesday. And it's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And we are talking health because it truly is your wealth. It is the wealthiest thing that you could do for yourself. So I wanted to talk about life-changing moments because while in Dallas, I experienced a life-changing moment. But the question is, I am a part of a small group of women who are doing, it's a positive thoughts cleanse. And one of the things that I thought was interesting is within the group, when it was first presented, someone instantly had a moment because she felt like the life that she lived, her profession, didn't really allow for her to be in a positive space. And it's so challenging for us sometimes to really embrace change, especially when it's against the norm, because I feel like it's normal for us to watch things on television that are not positive. It's normal for us to see things on social media that aren't positive. It's normal for us to have conversations that aren't positive. But in terms of really changing your life, in order for it to change, you have to start speaking things that are positively. And it's funny, when we actually had the meeting and the goal over the next 90 days is to have positive thoughts and live in a positive space. But being able to really do that forces you to kind of shut off a lot of things and a lot of people, because you can't. You can only be responsible for yourself, and you can only be responsible for the things that you allow in your space in terms of, you know, letting people know you're on a positive thoughts cleanse. But if you don't really explain what it is, then I think it's hard. But I feel like probably the last 2 years I've been in that space, because when people talk about there's a list that's common that people talk about. Yeah, I want to get this, cross this thing off of this list. And I intuitively change the name of that. I don't call it the name that people call it. I call it my living list. Because if you don't want to focus on something, why is it in your vocabulary? And one of the things that I say too, a popular saying is, let's kill two birds with one stone. And that, I'm like, I don't want to kill birds. I want to save birds. I was like, so how about let's save two birds with one hand? So I always think it's interesting when I hear and or see people, you know, just not really hearing themselves, or they hear themselves, but not being positive has become such a norm that you don't even notice it in your everyday language. And so in terms of really having life-changing moments, even when I hear people pray, you know, sometimes we pray in a not so positive way. And to me, the goal of prayer should be the thing that you want. The goal of meditation should be the thing that you want. And even in the meditation app that I listen to on a regular, I hear the not so positive in the meditation. And I'm like, that can't be right. Because if you want to meditate and focus on something, it should be the thing that you desire or the thing that you want. So I'm excited, and I haven't talked about exactly what the group is that I'm a part of, because I feel like it is a personal thing. It's an internal thing that I really want to focus on being a part of this group, but also being positive. And sometimes I think on social media, we share so much, and it's not time to share, and it's not time to be public. And for me, that's the space that I'm in terms of this is truly a life-changing moment that I'm experiencing. And while I'm experiencing it, I don't know if it's postable, and it shouldn't be postable. So yeah, that's what I'm on. I'm on a positive thoughts cleanse. In addition to that too, I realized that one thing that I am addicted to is sugar. So that's my thing. And I think, you know, lots of people, I had a friend and she was telling me that she just did a challenge with a celebrity, and the challenge was no sugar, no carbs. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But I think, you know, whatever you do online, I think if you don't really assess where you are and what things you need to work on, you're going to keep doing challenges. It's going to be challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge. If there is really not an assessment that's involved in, you know, what does my life look like right now? And what do I want it to look like? Not just after the challenge is over, whether it's a 10-day challenge, a 20-day challenge, a 30-day challenge. I say if you can't do it for the rest of your life, don't do it. Even with intermittent fasting, like, I feel like that is something I could do because it's something I naturally do anyway in terms of my first meal and breaking my fast with something that's liquid and or hot. And so normally I'll break my intermittent fasting with something hot. And normally it's apple cider vinegar with just hot water, or it's some kind of tea, because I like tea even in the summertime. I like it. I just like tea, and it's caffeine-free, and caffeine-free is good for me. I think it's good for women. And some people need caffeine. Like, caffeine doesn't work for me. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't give me energy. I think the thing that gives me energy is when I get enough sleep and when I get enough water. And so that's the challenge. So I'm not doing sugar. I'm doing a positive thoughts cleanse for 90 days, and also drinking 16 glasses of water. Drinking water, because what I did it yesterday, was my first day. And the interesting thing about drinking water is it really cut my cravings for wanting sugar, but then also, you know, eating enough, that also makes a difference. Because I found when I don't eat enough, the thing that I tend to grab and gravitate to is something that's packaged and easy and sugar-free. Not sugar-free, but it's normally a plant-based bar or something, but it's, you know, sometimes it's not a plant-based bar. Sometimes it's something that I really don't need. So yeah, that's it. What are your life-changing moments? And did your life really change after that moment, you know? And for some people, it's going to Africa. Like, when I got back from Africa, people are like, oh my God, my life changed. And I'm like, did it really? Like, if your life doesn't look differently than it did before those moments happened, did your life really change? And I think it's always interesting when people say, oh, fitness should be a lifestyle. But if you've been living your life a certain way, a challenge or a 30-day challenge or a diet is not going to actually change it. It's going to be a yo-yo kind of cycling or you're going to be getting on a merry-go-round. Like, you're just going to keep going around and around because it takes a process and a sense of evaluating your life and wanting and having the desire to be different and to have the people around you know that that's something that you're working on. So anyway, that's my 2 cents. Life-changing moments. What are your life-changing moments? And ask yourself, did your life really change? So thank you guys for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And today is Tuesday. And we're talking health because it truly is your wealth. Thanks for listening, and we will chat tomorrow.